Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Wayne County is a step closer to letting its unfinished jail in Detroit become a $1 billion development that would include a pro soccer stadium. The county's trying to finalize details with businessman Dan Gilbert. In exchange for the jail site, Gilbert would construct a new criminal justice center near I-75 in Detroit. You've said before that you oppose the plan, and since then, some financial estimates have shown that the county might end up spending more than originally thought if it decided to fix the jail. Is that enough to change your mind?
Well, the offer from Gilbert has been considerably sweetened, and the difference is that Gilbert says that he'll cover cost overruns. It wasn't the case before, and Walsh Construction, the one that they picked to fix the old jail, wouldn't. Now, all the details haven't been ironed out yet, and we've seen these deals sort of stall at the last minute sometimes. The real question I have is whether Major League Soccer can succeed in Detroit. There's no real evidence that it can. It's failed in the past, and this would leave a big, gaping, empty stadium. But it may be worth a gamble, and I think Warren Evans is a very shrewd county administrator and wants to do what's financially best.
After about 6 months of delays, a report on how to keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes will be released next week. The Army Corps of Engineers was supposed to make the report public in February. Members of Congress have been pressuring the Trump administration to release it. Does this seem like a common case of slow-moving bureaucracy or something else?
Something else. What probably is going on here is that the report will call on both the public and private sectors to spend more money and to spend money they don't want to spend. And that is probably why the Trump administration, which is not especially concerned about the environment or hasn't been so far, is holding it up. But Congress got mad and sort of forced its release. Now, Trump is not the only offender here. The Obama administration, President Obama was from Chicago, dragged its feet on doing some of the things necessary to cut off the carp. But we have to remember they found a big one only 9 miles from the beginning of Lake Michigan. And if these things get in the lakes, it could cost us billions and billions of dollars a year, and we'd never get them out.
And, of course, the governor is offering $700,000 if the average citizen can come up with a better plan anyway.
I think that's just sort of window dressing and sort of a canard. I mean, I suspect it'll be a nice exercise for fifth grade classes to write in how to stop the carp, but they know how to stop the carp. They just don't want to do the things that would be necessary, such as closing the Chicago shipping canal and doing some other things that would cost a lot of money. It would give us a much better chance at stopping the carp. It's like a diet. Everyone knows how to lose weight. You exercise and don't eat as much, but no one wants to hear that.
Or eat carp, low in calories.
We may be forced to it.
A former Fiat Chrysler executive, a former union negotiator, and his wife are all accused of embezzling money that was supposed to go to a union training center. FCA executive Al Iacobelli, former UAW exec General Holyfield, who's now deceased, and his widow, Monica Morgan, allegedly stole millions of dollars, and the investigation appears to be expanding. The money was allegedly spent on things like two $35,000 fountain pens, a swimming pool, and a $350,000 Ferrari. To be fair, these are only allegations, but I do think it's safe to say the way the money was allegedly spent is pretty shocking.
Well, what's really shocking about this is the kind of behavior you had from outfits like the Teamsters Union back in the day. The UAW under Walter Reuther was the cleanest of all unions. They didn't tolerate this stuff. What I think is that the UAW, I've thought this for some time, has to change with the times. My guess is that the best thing they could do is, as their next president, choose Cindy Estrada, who would be the first woman and the first Latina to be president of the union. She's young enough to go through several negotiating cycles. Whether they'll do that, I have no idea whatsoever. But it's very clear that this isn't Walter Reuther's UAW. It has something like one-fifth the members it used to have. And this is, I think, a real wake-up call to the UAW.
Jack, thanks a lot.
Well, watch your wallet.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 during Morning Edition, and you're listening to Michigan Radio.